Well, it's very good news that awareness never gravitates to points of view. Never. Never gravitates to points of view. It never happens. The idea that that is happening is what is called confusion or delusion. Awareness is never made into a point of view. A point of view is simply a way of talking about the appearance of the here and now in awareness. A point of view of the overall view of awareness. A point of view of the all-encompassing view of awareness. Awareness is a continuum that's never made into a point of view. Thus, it's never made into anything. Point of view is just a term that describes the dynamic creativity of the way things appear to be different, yet nevertheless are not. And so that's really completely amazing. So the entire confusion and delusion of believing that everything has an independent nature is the basis of feeling uncomfortable in life. It's the sole basis of feeling uncomfortable in life. It's the belief that you are someone who is limited by yourself and all the things you take that self to be. In other words, all the points of view that you have decided are the appearance of you, your flesh and blood and organs and bones and systems and cells and psychology, biology, genetics, personal history, fearful future. Birth, life, death, waking, dreaming, sleeping, the delusional confusion of an independent identity that generates itself and is predestined to some kind of evolutionary process. That is very bleak. Very bleak indeed. And so when we encounter a pithy description of what we take ourselves to be, then we can say, well, you know, is that what I really am? Maybe if we're lucky, we'll say that. Is that what I really am? Or how do I know I am that? How do I know that I am my personal history and my psychology, for example? How do I know that I'm limited by my birth and life and death? How do I know that? How do I know anything? That would be a good question to ask. How do I know anything at all? And once we start to ask questions like that, then if we're lucky, we'll get an answer. If we ask, how do I know anything at all, then we have to somehow arrive at the source of knowledge. What is the source of knowledge about ourselves? What is the source of all this knowledge of who we take ourselves to be? How do we know? How do we come to know? What about us is that which knows? What knows? What knows everything? Whether it's about us or anything else. So once we ask a question like that, then we can say, well, What is the functionality behind my knowing anything about myself? If we ask that, then we're likely to arrive at consciousness or awareness, that it's through consciousness or awareness that we know everything we know. And once we arrive at that, we can say, well, is that consciousness or awareness generated by me biologically through some kind of process of conception and evolution into the adult I am today? Did I generate that through this process or not? Is consciousness or awareness free of any kind of process, free of any kind of label or reification of knowing? And so these are very important questions. Just by identifying awareness, that's a huge step. You don't even have to be convinced of it being in you or in a broader category. You don't even need to know that to start getting familiar with awareness as the basis of all your perceptions. Awareness is pure perception. And no matter what appears in awareness, there is pure perception. It's only when the points of view that appear in awareness are taken to have some kind of power that they seem to be something else. But in each moment of awareness, there's a point of view, either a non-conceptual point of view or a conceptual point of view, in every single moment of awareness. Awareness is unavoidable. It's completely unavoidable. And so you see the union of awareness and points of view is obvious in every single moment of perception. It can't be denied. We're right here. This is the here and now. We're aware of the here and now. And there's no way to divide that awareness of the here and now from the here and now. Get it? And is there any way that that awareness is affected by the here and now? Can the here and now turn it off or turn it on or change it in any way? No, it cannot happen. And so by identifying with awareness rather than identifying with the here and now, you come to see that awareness is the broader category that includes the here and now. The here and now is always assimilated to awareness. It's always assimilated to the broader category of awareness, no matter what it is. And so you see, the only way to solve this philosophical dilemma is in your own experience. You cannot solve it any other way. There's no resolution whatsoever of this philosophical dilemma any other place than in your own awareness. Don't look for it anywhere else. You won't arrive at it by thinking about it. You just won't. It's impossible. It has to be right here in your own experience, including all the questions you ask about awareness. All the questions you ask about awareness are meaningless. They're really meaningless unless you get to their source, which is awareness. So don't be belabored by your questions. Just relax as these questions appear. They're no different than any other question you've ever asked, like what is 1 + 1, or how do I tie my shoes, or how can I possibly learn to brush my teeth, or read, or write, or anything else. They're no different. They're not special questions. They're really not. So it doesn't matter if you're a total dullard or a genius. Your questions are equal. They really are. They're completely equal. Now, awareness is the space of what you could call hyperintelligence, superintelligence. It's a hyperintelligence or superintelligence because it isn't based on learning or memory. It's intelligence that is not based on learning or memory. And this is what skillful means can be considered to be. The superintelligence, this hyperintelligence that is not based on memory or learning. For example, if I see you and I feel like I need to know something about you in order to understand you or be your friend or help you in some way, then I'm operating within ordinary intelligence. I have to remember lots of things about you in order to understand who you are. And whenever I talk to you, I'm thinking about everything I know about you and trying to communicate with you through all these things that I learn. And then I'm trying to remember all the things I may have learned somewhere else that could somehow help you. That's what ordinary intelligence is, and it's applied in every field of endeavor. However, skillful means hyperintelligence, superintelligence. It has like a complete scan or read of everything without any learning whatsoever. Without any knowledge, it can see everything. Everything past, present, and future about everyone and everything. It understands the nature of all phenomena, the human phenomena and all other phenomena. It has a special intimacy with all phenomena as its own self-presentations. You see, so it's never cut off from anyone or anything. It's true intimacy and true connection. And this is a very unique and special propensity of human beings to be at this juncture of everything, to have all intelligence, all learning located at this unique juncture. So you see, when you walk up to someone and you know that they have a certain take on you according to ordinary limitations of being human, then immediately there's a sense of tension. There cannot be any other way of feeling. There's a sense of tension and a feeling of not being understood and a feeling of not being able to connect, but at the same time having the yearning for connection. And this is really a dismal and abysmal way to spend one's life, isn't it? And if you're sensitive to what I'm saying, then you'll really begin to notice this in your own experience. However, once you meet someone who does not assess you in that way, then the game is over. Instantaneously, you start to know yourself and you start to know everything else just by the power of example. You see in another human being what is true about you. And even though you might fight against it or welcome it or be somewhere in between, it's irresistible in a certain way. Even if you chose to walk away from it, you'd never forget it. And so you see, there's no more important skill than that any human being can have than awareness. Awareness is the core skill for living life. It's the core skill that allows you and everybody else to be comfortable in life and to help each other out in a friendly way, to be truly connected. And this is the only place that you will find that, in awareness. You cannot contrive it. It isn't anywhere else. Even if you acted your way into being the friendliest person on earth, it would still be ordinary. It wouldn't be based in awareness. So the standard for connection, for understanding, for intimacy, for friendliness, for cooperation, for truly real, capable intelligence, it's in awareness. Mental and emotional stability are in awareness. Just the simplicity of that. Any moment of awareness is a moment of complete mental and emotional stability. Any moment of awareness is that. If you can just give yourself the great kindness of allowing yourself to become confident in awareness, this is the greatest gift that you will ever give yourself or anyone else. It really is. There's no greater gift you can give yourself or anyone else. And you don't need to be in a rush or out to prove anything to anyone. If you're trying to prove something, just know that it's a point of view. Be gentle with yourself, and you'll see, just in your own being, a relaxed, carefree attitude that will come about. You'll see in your own being a brightness and intelligence that is based on instantaneous connection with everyone and everything, that is able to be with people in an open-hearted way, a completely open-hearted way, you could call it. It's just wide-open awareness because it doesn't have any pretense, and it doesn't have any need for you to be anything other than what you are. It's not threatened by anything about you. Nothing whatsoever. Doesn't need anything from you. Doesn't need you to change in any way. So this is what you have to see about yourself, you see. When you meet a person who sees you that way, then you're seeing how you can see yourself. Do you see what I'm saying? That's what you're seeing. Well, yeah, that's all you're seeing. You're seeing how you actually see yourself once you get to the heart of the matter. So this is a very powerful example. And most of us, we spend a lot of our lives dissatisfied with who we are, and we're dissatisfied with the makeup of our thoughts and emotions and our sensations and experiences. In fact, we might even be repelled by some of those. And so then, you know, we're really afraid other people are going to find out about those too, those things. And we're at war within ourselves. So you see, when we just take short moments of awareness and repeat them many times, they become more and more automatic, and that's the flag of surrender, awareness. I surrender. All these points of view, bring them on. Who cares? They don't affect anything anyway. Awareness never changes. Just think about it. You can see it in your own experience from the moment you were born until now. You've gone from your first perception of yourself until now, and awareness has never changed once. It's the same awareness that's looking in the mirror, that's looking at everything. It's never changed an iota. No matter what the here and now has been presenting, awareness never changes. Upset, happiness, joy, exaltation, depression, rage, being a baby, being a kid, being a teenager, yikes. Being an early adult, being a middle-aged person, being old, awareness never changes. And so you see, you want to count on that about yourself that has this stability. That's where your true identity really is. And when you rely on that, when you get to know yourself as that awareness, then you find that about yourself that is the stability in every perception. It's never changed by the perception of the here and now, whatever that contains. The awareness that is in upset is the same awareness that's in joy. Whatever the label is, it's the same awareness that is aware in that label. It's self-arising from within that label, that word. The worded world is all due to awareness. It's not a thing in itself. It doesn't come about in its own way. So just relax in short moments of awareness, and as you do so, you'll be more comfortable with yourself. And you won't need to hang on to anything in order to be somebody special or unique. You won't need to hang on to any kind of pretense. High or low, good or bad, famous or infamous, smart or dumb. It just doesn't matter. Now, if you want to be a teacher, a great freedom teacher, skillful means are very important. Because being a teacher, it's not based on learning and memory at all. It's based on what you could call hyper-presence or super-presence. You know how in a store, the barcode scanner, it instantaneously scans the code on everything. And it's just a bunch of little lines on a piece of paper. However, all those little lines, they tell the whole story about what that item is and how it's connected to all other items. And so you see this, the skillful means, are like that. They instantaneously scan everything and see its relationship to everything else, about you or anything else. Hyper-presence, hyper-intelligence, instantaneous knowing of past, present, and future about everyone and everything. High and low, it doesn't matter. Not threatened by anything. No need to protect and defend yourself from your fictitious self. Or all the ideas about everything else. So if you want to help yourself, you see, you must help yourself in this way. You can never be of help to anyone else, truly and really, unless you're first of help to yourself in this way. It's just the way it is. It's by being of help to yourself, self-benefit, in this very significant and important way, that you come to be able to be of help to others, to be of benefit to others, to be able to solve problems in a way that can significantly change the world. No other way. It all boils down to you and your experience, whatever that is. If you're totally happy and relaxed with yourself or squirming around inside yourself, it's all equal. And you come to a place of super equanimity and just allowing yourself to be as you are. You're going to be as you are anyway. Guess what? Have you noticed that by now? You're just going to be as you are anyway. All the attempts to change it, they never work. The thoughts just keep coming, the emotions keep coming, and the sensations and the experiences, and that's just the way it is. By connecting with and identifying with what is unchanging within that, experience of thoughts, emotions, sensations, then equanimity comes about. Joy. Joy that is naturally occurring and that just comes about from the game being over. No longer a need to feel offended by points of view or drawn to them for some kind of comfort or relief. Do you know what a lone wolf is? Oh! We have a couple of lone wolves in this town. And they howl sometimes. You can hear them. And that's the hard way to gain confidence and awareness, being a lone wolf. The easy way is to rely on all the support that's offered to you in the four comforts. Short moments of awareness, the teaching, the teacher, the community, all that is in place to support you in getting familiar with your naturally carefree attitude. Now, I guess there are lots of things out there in the world to get involved in, and all kinds of points of view, and I guess that'd just be up to you as to whether you want to do that or not. But I wouldn't suggest it. Much better to gain confidence and awareness first and then see what you want to do with your life. And if you're so old that you don't have any more career plans, and you're not I see some smiling faces. They're really happy as can be that that phase of their life is over. The big plans to be somebody. But that can be over no matter what age you are. So the life that isn't driven by plans and actions is the life of real freedom. It's not like I'm trying to get you to join the army or something like that. It isn't like that. It's an invitation to friendship, true friendship. and true community with everyone and everything. Just like space never differentiates between anything within it, it's impossible for space to differentiate anything within it. It's also impossible for the basic space of awareness to differentiate anything within it. The process of differentiation is a delusional process. In other words, it isn't based on reality. It isn't based on what's actually occurring. It's an illusion of difference, like a mirage, like believing that a mirage is real or a hologram is real. But if you saw a mirage or a hologram, you'd walk right through it. There wouldn't be anything there. There seemed to be a difference, but there never really was.